Next item is subdivision number 2007-45, Deerfield Meadows LLC, Deerfield Meadows amended condition.
Now, this item was deferred at the April 26th meeting of this year. This is a request to delete the condition of approval L, which states, as stated by the applicant, a 5-foot asphalt walking path will be provided across each lot through an easement. The commission granted preliminary approval for this 40-lot half-acre cluster subdivision on August 13th of 2009. This project received a time extension by ordinance number 2208. The developers are proposing to add a gazebo and picnic area in lieu of the walking paths. The project's not received final approval, therefore no lots have been sold or conveyed and construction has not commenced. And I provided you a copy of the letter from the applicant's engineer.
Mr. Chairman.
Sir.
Yeah, once again, we now got another request to start stripping things out. And this project aside, I just would like to say that I would like to, or I intend to work with Mr. Robertson about proposing a Planning and Zoning Commission procedure change, just like we did a while back where we changed the amount of time that the applicant had to provide us with the information. Mm-hmm. You know, we went from what, like 48 hours to 72 hours to 10 days. So
yeah.
At least we had time to think. Because what my concern that's coming up with these is that it's forcing staff as well as commissioners to do a lot of homework and research when the information should be provided to us up front. And for information that I would like to have available to me, as an example, is that I would like for the applicant to provide, who's requesting a change, to provide us with copies of what the originally approved plan was, number one, to provide us with copies of the minutes of all the meetings that pertain to that particular application, as well as a proposed site plan of what it's going to look like.
Changes.
The change, including the changes. Because I think that we need that as a basis to form a decision, because I know a lot of these developments, whether they're in my area or not, we spent a lot of time on and gave a lot of thought to conditions that were applied to them. I understand the economics and things have changed, but you know that needless may not have an impact on whether or not we want to make a change or not, just because of the economy. And I think once again we're being faced with a situation where the change is being requested because maybe it wasn't engineered right. If the plan said you had to have this pathway there, now they're saying, well, gee, it won't work because of the engineering. Well, gee, maybe the engineering needs to be changed to accommodate it. But needless to say, I think that I don't think it's appropriate for our staff to have to go around digging up all this stuff, and I don't think it's appropriate for us to have to go digging up all this stuff. If the applicant wants a change, they need to be able to provide us that with that information. I just like the commission know that I, on my own, would like to work with Mr. Robinson to make a proposal to the commission and for your consideration.
Bring it on.
Okay.
I think it's a little change. I mean, we can put something together.
Well, and it's not an unreasonable request.
Just like we did once before.
If somebody's asking you to change something, it really should show us what is today and what they would like it to be. You know, as far as all the minutes and all that. Well, yeah, I can see. I'm more concerned about having the before and the after. You know, and having a good reason for doing it.
I mean, I can do that rule change. You all have to vote on the rule change. So
right.
Well, why don't you guys come up with something and propose it to the commission? We'll vote on it. in the meantime, what would you like to do with this?
Not vote on it.
Up to you.
It's the question.
Somebody's gotta make a motion.
Don't wanna hear the answer to this.
Why was it deferred on April 26th?
So the commission could have that workshop meeting.
All right.
And it just came back.
It just got back, all right.
This is one basically did within the, this is similar to the one that was done within the last two meetings.
Yeah, I don't have any problem letting this one go and go ahead and amending the condition. But I do think that with what Commissioner Johnson is saying is something we might wanna go ahead and do and try to institute before we have too many more of these, you know?
Since the floodgates been open.
Well, we have a little bit of time to stick a finger in the dike here.
I understand.
But I think
probably hadn't put a slow the floodgate.
I think this one's already gone through the sluice here, so. But that's up to y'all. Somebody else has got to make a motion. I can't do it.
We even have a soundtrack.
I know. This is great, isn't it?
Good for the heart.
That's right.
Did he fall asleep?
I don't think he intends to make the motion, gentlemen. I think he's waiting for one of you.
Really?
Because it's not his.
Lordy, I gotta get my paper out there to fill the motion. Open up the briefcase again.
There you go, Mario.
Do that for me. Where we at? You all ready to go home?
Last one.
Yeah, I gotta.
I think they're mesmerized by the drums.
Okay. Okay, Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant approval of the request for subdivision number 2007-45, Deerfield Metals LLC, to delete the condition which states a 5-foot asphalt walking path will be provided across each lot through an easement. And is that all you need?
Yeah.
Okay, that's it. Anybody want a second?
Second. It's been moved and seconded.
It's an excited group.
Barely moved and seconded to permit the amended condition for subdivision 2007-45 Deerfield Meadows LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed?
No.
Okay, motion carries 4-1. Gentlemen, that completes our agenda for the evening. Does anyone else have anything for the good of the order?
I have a pass out a copy of the public hearing schedule for next year.
Okay.
So we can proceed with advertising.
Okay.
We did find we corrected the date for the parade.
Oh, good.
I don't know how we got it, how we missed it this year, but we got it right next year.
Okay.
I like the music.
That was pretty good myself. Oh, man.
Not bad. Happy birthday.
I won't be around for tomorrow and the next probably at least through Tuesday, so I will be available from email through email, so anybody needs to get a hold of me for Thursday's meeting.
Okay.
So we'll be available next week.
I'll be available for the meeting, but it's going to be Tuesday or Wednesday. My grandmother passed away, so I got to head to West Virginia. So
sorry to hear that.
Sorry to hear that. Sorry to hear that. Commission extends its sympathy, and please let the minutes reflect that, Mr. Lang.
She was 100 years old, so.
Wow. I mean,
yeah, right. So it's kind of, you know, it's not mine. When you're
we
hot.
We have to put up with you
all? Well, I don't hope to be here 100 years.
Perhaps sudden, but not unexpected.
That's right. Yeah.
Anything else to go to the order?